All right, Rabotai, welcome. We are studying Parashat Aharemot, which is one of the two parashiyot of this week, and we are studying a beautiful piece from Rabbi Moshe Alshech, Alshech HaKadosh, in his classic Torat Moshe. Now, the discussion today is about the service of Yom Kippurim, specifically the goat that was hurled off the mountain, the Sa'ir La'azazel. And the Torah tells us the procedure. It was chosen through a goral, a lottery. They would put two similar goats together, and the Kohen would stand and draw lots, and one goat would be chosen, Lahashem, and that would be brought on the Mizbeach, and the other was chosen for Azazel. And the question that the Rav asks is very simple. Simply, why a lottery necessary? I mean, we never have korbanot that are chosen through the system of goral. I mean, let the Kohen go take two goats and choose it arbitrarily. Why do you have to stand them and make a whole dramatic system how to choose the one that goes on the Mizbeach and the one that goes La'azazel off the mountain? That's basically the Rav's question. We take it for granted because we know that's the Seder. That's the way it's done on Yom Kippur. But he says, why does it have to be that way? Just take any two goats and do as you wish with them. So the Rav over here says such a beautiful musar, but it's based on a midrash. He actually says it's based on what Chachmei HaEmet say. Chachmei HaEmet are actually usually the Kabbalists. But in order to understand where he's going, you need to know the following story. So there is a story that's told in the Navi, in Melachim, actually in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Chaf He. You had at the time of Eliyahu HaNavi false prophets. They were called Nevi'e HaBaal. And Eliyahu HaNavi saw that the people were getting drawn after these false prophets, and he wanted to once and for all show everybody that they are false and that God is the only true God. So he brought everybody to Har HaKarmel. All the Jewish people were assembled, and you had all the Nevi'e HaBaal, the false prophets, and the game was that they're going to bring sacrifices. Eliyahu HaNavi will bring a sacrifice, a par, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Nevi'e HaBaal will bring a sacrifice to their God. And the trick over here was you can't use fire. The fire has to come down from heaven. So the real God will bring down fire to consume the Qurban, and the fake obviously will be denied. And therefore, that's how Eliyahu HaNavi is going to show you couldn't bring down the fire. So that means your Avodah Zarah is fake, and I was able to, and that means God is the true God. And that's what ultimately happened. The Nevi'e HaBaal went first. They put their pot on the Mizbeach, and of course, nothing doing. They weren't able to bring a fire down, and everybody realized it was shaken. Eliyahu HaNavi put his pot on the Mizbeach and actually doubled down by dousing the pot with water to make a miracle within a miracle. So now not only is he going to bring water, but the water is going to be ignited on a waterlogged animal. And sure enough, the fire came down. Everybody saw it, and they were dazzled and amazed. And they said, Adonai hua Elohim, Adonai hua Elohim. So that's the story that's told in the Navi. But the Midrash says, and I'm quoting now, Vayitinu lanu shinayim parim. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells the Nevi'e HaBaal, bring two goats, parim or bulls, v'yivharu lahem apara echad, and you'll choose one for them, v'yanihu v'yasimu ala etzim, and you'll put it on the wood, v'esh lo yasimu, without a fire, v'ani yaseh apara echad, and I'll take one of the parim, v'tenehehu, and I'll cut it up, and I'll put it on the mizbeach, v'esh lo asim. Ma'asa Eliyahu, so what did Eliyahu HaNavi do? Amar lehem b'haru shne parim te'umim. Me'em echad, go take, choose two parim from the same mother. Identical twins. So nobody should say, yours was bigger, yours was smaller, it was a fix, you got a different one. No. Hagedelim al mir'e echad, that were raised on the same farm, so they ate the same foods. V'tidu alim goralot, I'm going to do a lottery. Echad l'shem, b'echad l'shem ha-ba'al. One will be chosen to be on the Mizbeach of Eliyahu, and one will be chosen to be on the Mizbeach of the false prophets. U'b'charu lehem ha-para echad, And they picked their par. Uparo shel Eliyahu. And that's it. They were chosen. So when Eliyahu and Avi took his part, immediately it started to walk towards him, meaning it did not resist. But the part that was chosen by the false prophets, they couldn't push it. It was standing in its place, and it wasn't moving. It wouldn't budge. Ad shepatach Eliyahu va'amar lo. Eliyahu and Avi understood exactly what was happening. So he tells the par, lech imahem, go with them. Don't be so stubborn. Yeshiva par ve'amar lo le'ene kolam. So the par opens his mouth and starts to talk. Ani v'habera yatzanu v'beten ahad. Me and my brother, we came out of the same womb. Mipara ahad, from the same mother. V'gadanu b'mene ahad. And we were raised on the same farm. V'hu ala b'chelko shel makom. V'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitkadesh alav. And he was raised on a and he was chosen to be on the Mizbeach, make a Kiddush Hashem, and I got chosen to anger God, to be put on the Mizbeach of the Nevi HaBaal. Amar lo Eliyahu, so Eliyahu Nevi says, par, par, al tira, don't be afraid, lech imahem, go with them, v'al yimsu alila, don't worry, shekeshem sheshmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitkadesh aloto she'emi, just like my par is going to create a Kiddush Hashem, through revealing the miracle, kach mikadesh aleha. So too, by the fire not coming down on yours, it's going to be revealed the sheked and the falsehood of the avodah zarah. Amar lo v'kach atam yatzeni. That what you're giving me advice? The part of Eliyahu. That's what you're telling me to do. Shivua eni zaz mikan anshetim sineni biyadam. Fine, I'll do it, but you have to give me over to them. Shene emar v'yikhu etapar asher natan lahem. He had to give it over. And they should have known it was going to be a bad day from that point, that they couldn't even get their par to move out of its spot. Umina tan nahem Eliyahu. But that's the Midrash. So what do you see from here? You see that there was a situation where the par in Eliyahu and Abi's time that was chosen for Nevi HaBaal did not want to be the messenger for the Avodah Zarah. So says the Rav over here, based on this, we might say the same thing. The Sa'id that's going to go to Azazel is also getting the bad job. He's the one that has to carry all the sins of Bnei Yisrael. Instead of going on the Mizbeach, Korban LaHashem, he's the one that's thrown off the mountain. And therefore, the Sa'id LaAzazel seemingly should have the same claim that the Par had in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi. Why me? So he says that's the reason why they did a lottery. Because once you do a lottery, it's taken out of the hands of the Kohen anymore. So now it's just done, it's an act of God. So to speak, it limits it. And he writes, Ki kitzata hakbata yashpita goral. You know, the goral already minimizes. It's not like somebody chose it. It was chosen. It was meant. And then the pasuk says that after the goral, ya'amad hai lifnei Hashem, the Sa'il Azazel stands in front of God, stands alive, and it says he stands in front of God, which means you are also serving God, Sa'il Azazel, because after all, lechaper alav, as a result of you, you're going to be responsible for atoning for the sins of Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, it's a great thing. And therefore, a Kiddush Hashem is going to come out of you as well. V'itvada, the pasuk says, Alav and the Kohen atones all the sins, et kol avonot b'nei Yisrael, ve'et kol pishayim lechol hatotam. The Torah is coming to say, and the Kohen would then place his hands on the head of the par and bring atonement for all the sins of b'nei Yisrael. And that's why the par needs an appeasement. Because of that, because he was chosen to be the bearer or the carrier of the sins of b'nei Yisrael and not to be placed on the Mizbeah, which is clearly a more lofty place, that's why it had to be done to appease. And kelomar she'al ken sarik la'afis da'to, not to make the par feel bad or the sa'ir feel bad. Based on this, the Rav learns a tremendous lesson. Now let's talk in reality. Does a goat have feelings? What are we talking about over here? We don't want to offend the goat, so therefore we're trying to minimize his embarrassment, and therefore we make a goral so he'll feel less bad, and then we mention he stands in front of God, so you're important, you're in front of Hashem, you have status, you're also doing something great. L'chaper alav. What are we talking? So he says, the reason why God gives us the lesson by animals who don't have these feelings is to teach us a kal vachomer, that we have to be concerned when it comes to human beings who do have these families. He says, the lesson over here is, lilmod mimenu al ish val adam, how careful we have to be not to offend people and not to hurt people's feelings. Shiyuyav kol ish lasid kenat ish mide'ehu. Lebilti tet yitron lazeh. If we're going to favor one person in front of another, you might offend that person. And then we have to be sensitive. When you're dealing with people in the office or at a job or in work or in the family, you cannot show favoritism to one against another, and now the other one's going to feel slighted and that you went over him. If the Torah is going out of our way that we have to make all these ceremonies just to make a goat that has no feelings appeased, if we're not supposed to create jealousy and animosity and envy amongst the animals, all the more so not against people. So I think that's a fantastic lesson. That on Yom Kippur, no less, where the Torah is trying to teach us a great lesson, ben Adam l'chaviro, that if the Torah is so worried about the feelings of an animal that has no feelings, well, the more so we cannot fester jealousy and envy and competition, where we're going to, God forbid, cause one person to feel slighted and hurt. And therefore, the lesson of the Sa'id la'azazel is actually a practical lesson between ben Adam l'chaviro. Shabbat shalom.